So I am watching the Demon Files on DVD, courtesy of Ralph Sorci, and I'm reading the book Deliver Us From Evil. And of course, Ralph is co-host of the Deliver Us From Evil tapes, the series here on the Crusade Channel. And as I'm watching the TV show, which I'd never seen before last night, as I'm watching it last night, it was occurring to me, some terrifying things were occurring. And that is that demons are real. They actually can do these things. And there's actual diabolical activity going on all around right now. Now, the thought occurred to me that, and I talked about this on yesterday's show, that when you look in a, what are the capital sins, how do you offset them, what are the capital virtues, and then what are the sins to cry, that cry out to heaven for vengeance? In other words, for the vengeance of God. Sodomy is one, and murder is another. There's two right there. What are the two most prevalent, mortally sinful activities that happen right here in America every single day? Legally, sodomy and murder via abortion. Now, it is said that every time one of those sins is committed that cries out to heaven for vengeance, that a rift is opened up, and from or through that rift, the demonic can enter. Now, you still have to have the free will. The demons need your free will to say, hey, Lama, hey, Baphomet, yeah, bro, come on in. I'm all ready to get jiggy with some holiday hedonism, baby. But it lets them in every time. Now, think about that. If you don't have a problem with that, what do you have a problem with? So an act of sodomy or an abortion is committed, and right there at that moment, a demon gets in, if not more than one. And, you know, we have a little evidence of this, and we can kind of back this up. I think I talked about this once before, and that is this. What is the prayer to St. Michael to repel the demons? How does it go? To turn away what? The evil spirits that prowl about the world seeking to ruin the souls. Now, the operative word is prowl. Why do they prowl? If they're demons, why aren't they like the angels? Why don't they get wings and fly? Well, they prowl because they live in darkness. God denies them light. He denies them himself. They can't see the beatific vision anymore. They'll never be able to see it. So they prowl about in darkness. They can't. Now, they know we're here, but they can't see us. But when that hole is ripped, when the sodomy of the abortion occurs, and the hole is ripped, then they can see. And they can see right through the hole, and they can see in. And bam-o, they come in. We are, in 2017, manufacturing millions of holes for them to enter through. Now, I say this because, well, Mr. Church, how many come in? What, please? You don't really believe that. Well, here's what I believe. The most accomplished exorcist of the last 50 years was Father Gabriel Amorth, or Amorth, however you pronounce it. He was the Vatican's exorcist. Of course, you're not supposed to know who the exorcist in any diocese is, for obvious reasons. Father Amorth said, and Padre Pio repeated, St. Pio repeated what Father Amorth said. Father Amorth said that if man could see the demons, that they would blanket the sky with darkness. That's how many of them there are. It is undeniable that we live in a building, diabolical time and diabolical epoch. And the reason is because no one dare say, close the holes. Close the sodomy holes. Close the abortion and murder holes and stop letting them in. It was a Paul McCartney song about let them in. Someone knocking at the door, someone ringing the bell. Someone knocking at the door, someone ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in. No, don't let any more of them in. They are real. Listen to the Deliver Us From Evil tapes at Crusade Channel On Demand. And now that I have some stuff to write about and I know a little bit more about Ralph's work, oh, yeah. Lots of new episodes of the Deliver Us From Evil tapes coming your way very, very soon. So, Are the demons ascended? Yep. Have they come for the kid? Yep. They're going to take no for an answer? Nope. Only question remains is what are the faithful going to do about it? How about we start informing people that promote and defend sodomy and Marxist sodomy vampires being married, for one example. How about we start informing them of, hey, man, you let the bad guys in, close the door. Stop. Is that asking too much? Is it? Children's future may be at stake. Think about it.